T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now we're going to welcome in from Fox Sports, NFL NBA sideline reporter and covering the Pelicans, Jennifer Hale. Jen, thanks for joining us again. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Well, Jen, I know you got this scoop. Who's the next coach? Come on.
let's ease you right in. Let's start slow. Who's the next coach of the Pelicans?
Well, Mark, if nothing else, you know, Bobby is always subtle. He's not direct at all.
Yeah, right.
I can tell you it's a short list. It's a very targeted search. I talked to some people in the front office this afternoon, and that's how they described it. It's not overly broad. They know what they want. They know what they're looking for. They feel like they know where they made a mistake last time. So a few coaching candidates from the last search that they're going to look at again, as well as a few new ones. But this is not some sort of nationwide, hey, we got to turn over every leaf and stone. They have a pretty good idea of who they want to go with.
Now, you know, Jim, when I look at I've been a fan of his because it's all about coaching, and Coach Payton always talks about coaching, the detail, paying attention to detail from an individual perspective. Fred Vinson, I know he worked closely with B.I. and then Lonzo Ball. I mean, I know he made Lonzo Ball a better shooter. He made Brandon Ingram a better three-point shooter coming over from the Lakers. Then I look, he's been here under Monty Williams, Coach Gentry, Van Gundy.
11 seasons.
So, you know, the players can relate to him.
You know, for someone to last through that many different coaches, Bobby, to your point, there's got to be something special, right? Because most new coaches, they want to bring in their own folks. But Fred Vinson is a very special person, the way he, one, relates to players, B, his work ethic. When we say he changed Lonzo and B.I.'s shots, don't forget, these were two-a-days. So they would have their normal team practice at night. Then Freddie would go with these players to the gym at night and put in another 2-3 hours, that type of gym rat grind. He just loves it. And when we talk about changing shots, Bobby, you can attest to this. For a player to trust a coach to completely change his mechanics, to completely change what has gotten him to the professional level, you have to inspire a lot of trust and confidence in order to do that.
Yes.
And he's done that with B.I., with Zoe, and Zion has started working with him as well, too. I think Freddie is certainly going to get a lot of consideration here.
Now, you know, Jen, you know, the day and age we live in, it doesn't matter, you male, female, whatever, you know, basketball, can you coach or not? But it seems like at David Griffin's press conference, now he's the man in charge, that they still want, influence and a coach that knows what they're doing, whether it's male or female, but not necessarily going to go with Coach Weatherspoon at this time to maybe be a head coach or even a Becky Hammon. That they might want that type of individual to be part of the staff, but not as the head coach.
Gosh, I sure hope if she's not the head coach, Teaspoon remains on staff because she is such a valuable asset. And to the point of a female coach, guys, let me say this. Number one, I'm a Pelicans fan. Number two, I'm proud to be a woman. Would I love to see a female coach? Sure. But not because she's female, not just because she has different body parts than the
right,
male coaches.
Right.
Somebody, we need somebody who can win. And I do think that Teaspoon has a proven track record of that when you look at what she's done at La Tech, when you look at what she's done at the WNBA and Olympic level. Is this the right time? Because, you know, you got rid of Alvin. You got rid of SVG. Can you take a gamble so to speak, on a Becky Hammond or a Teresa Weatherspoon, or do you have to go a little bit safer? I wonder if the timing is right here, given the what they've just coming off of firing two coaches in 2 years.
Could they go the route of, you know, we saw the Brooklyn Nets, you know, grab Steve Nash before this season. Could they go the route of a Chauncey Billups, who is, you know, just got into coaching last year? He's assistant with the Clippers. He spent years broadcasting after his NBA career, but he seems to be kind of the hot name. I haven't seen the Pelicans listed among the other, you know, teams that are talking to him, but is this somebody that's on their radar as well?
I don't believe so, guys. Chauncey, I think, has a great future ahead of him in coaching. We will see. But I think that's a little too outside the box for the Pelicans right now. Would they love a player, a coach who was a player and had that experience? Yes, absolutely. But I think they would lean more in the direction of a Jackie Vaughn or somebody who also has some stripes and skins on the wall in the coaching world. Because, again, this has to work, and it has to work immediately. You've got to keep Zion happy. You've got to inspire confidence in Zion, that you have the right person and the right people leading the ship.
I was going to say, if it's not somebody who's already on the staff like Fred Vincent or Teresa Weatherspoon, who do you think they would go with if they brought somebody in from outside?
Yeah, I think they're going to look at some of the coaching candidates they looked at last time and passed over. I wouldn't be surprised if Jason Kidd is being spoken to right now. Part of the timing with this, guys, it's a little awkward because you still have several teams in the playoffs. So obviously their focus is elsewhere. And then you have the NBA Combine next week, which, of course, we didn't get to have a Combine last year. So front offices are desperate to get to see these guys for a week in Chicago. But I think they're going to talk to Kidd very quickly. And then you're definitely going to see, as soon as things open up and it's palatable, I think they want to talk to Jackie Vaughn again. They want to talk to Ime Udoka. You're going to see these guys get very serious consideration because of the success they've had on the court and the success they've had from the coaching chair.
You know, Jim, when I've looked at it, you know, a number of candidates, and you just read and you look at stuff, there's definitely a Spurs connection and then also a Tradin Langdon.
Yes.
I think David Griffin trusts Tradin Langdon and all, and so you look at Will Weaver, you could go on and on. But to me, it just seems like when I'm looking at this coaching search, as far as who you're familiar with, boy, it just seems like a number of them have the Spurs connection. Even Jacques Vaughn, you can go on and on. And also with Tradin Langdon, you know, it just seems like that's kind of the route who's involved in this coaching search potential.
Well, you feel like that pop tree, guys, is just so overreaching. You have lots of coaching trees in the NFL and the NBA. It seems to all begin with Popovich in so many ways, right?
Yep.
And Vaughn, because of the Spurs connection, also he and Trajan are very close.
Yes.
Whereas a guy like Udoka, he doesn't necessarily have that familiarity with Trajan. He came in with Steve Nash. That may all play into things here, because remember when they hired SVG, it was a late decision. You know, a lot of coaching candidates were taken off of the list because they accepted other jobs. Whether they would have been interested in the Pelicans, whether the Pelicans would have been interested in them, it was no longer a feasible choice because they accepted something else. I think the Pelicans are going to try to avoid that again this time.
Now, you know, Jen, listen, when you look at how attractive, if you have one of the most dominant players and a franchise player, then, you know, you want to go in that direction, maybe coach that type of team, a young up-and-coming team. But it looks like the NBA right now is very similar to the NFL. Everybody wants to win, and if you don't win, you get freaking fired. I'm looking like Dallas became the seventh team with a coaching vacancy. You look at the Pels right now. You look at the Wizards. You look at the Magic. You look at the Pacers. You look at Portland. You look at Boston. It's amazing to me that there's a lot of competition out there as far as trying to land your head coach.
Absolutely. And when you talk about win now, there is no more time to rebuild. Fans are not patient at all.
Right.
And in the Pelicans case, Bobby, you got Zion Williamson. Yes, he's under a rookie contract for a few more years, but this is the age of player empowerment. So, again, you have got to build something that he is comfortable and inspired to invest his time in. That's of the utmost importance. And you do need to win more now. And you can't have letdowns like the 14 blown leads the Pelicans had. That is so frustrating and deflating to a player. It's one thing to, hey, okay, here's where my game wasn't good enough and here's where I need to get better. But when you feel like you were the better team, you just couldn't close in the 2 minutes of clutch time, that's embarrassing. That's deflating.
Talking with Jen Hale, talking about the Pelicans coaching search. And Jen, let me just pose a scenario to you. I'm going to throw this at the wall, and you tell me if it sticks. What if the Pelicans go and hire David Vanterpool and then go trade for his most outspoken supporter, Damian Lillard?
Hey, the Dame Whisperer, right? I'm not mad at that idea. We will see. That isn't a scenario that I think is overly feasible. What would you have to give to get Dame? I mean, my gosh, because Zion and B.I., they're not going to want to move either of them. But, I do love Vanderpool's blue-collar work ethic. He's kind of like a Fred Vinson in that he grinds after hours with players and loves it. He wants to be that gym rat type of thing. So, for giggles, sure. Let's throw that into the sphere of possibility.
Jen, I got five words for you. Sign and trade Lonzo Ball.
You think you could get Dame for Lonzo Ball?
You might have to sweeten the pot a little bit, but I think if you hire the guy that he's trying to get a head coaching job, maybe he might make that push to make that deal happen as well.
Hey, you might. This is certainly an age where we see players and coaches build their own coalitions. Zion loves, though. They have a very special connection. But stranger things have happened.
Well, you know, Jen, what blows my mind, I guess I'm living too much in the 20th century, in the 90s, 80s, 90s, but I look at the 21st century. I look at Luka Doncic. I mean, 22 years of age, the team's best player, obviously. Everyone says that's the type of player you're going to have in the future. He's getting ready to sign a $201 million extension, but he don't have a head coach or general manager right now. He has that kind of stroke.
Which is why I was a bit surprised. Griff said, look, B.I. and Zion are not going to be overly involved in the decision of this coach. Griff used the term that he wants buy-in from them on who the coach is, but he said it's not fair. He doesn't want to put the pressure on them to be an active part of the process. The bulk of this is going to be Swin Cash, Trajan, and Griff. But I have to think, to your point, you got to know you have an awful lot of buy-in from those two when you make this decision.
All right, Jen, before we let you roam, we got to talk to you about the three playoff series still going on tonight. Both number one seeds could get sent home. Do you think we see either or both of them heading to the offseason?
I think you're going to see Philly head out. I really do. I don't think the 76ers have it. I don't know what's going on with Embiid. Talk about deflating losses and not showing up for clutch time. It's so bizarre, but this moment seems too big for him. And I'm such a huge fan of Nate McMillan over there with the Hawks. Of course, his son Jamel was with the Pelicans for a long time. I would love to see that Cinderella story continue to play out. I think Brooklyn's got it. And then, guys, I was so high on the Jazz all season. I root for them because I look at them kind of like I do New Orleans, a smaller market team.
Right.
But, boy, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George seem to have found another gear. I don't think they're going to let the Jazz escape.
Well, Jen, I think if you're a New Orleans professional basketball fan, how can you not cheer for Monty Williams and Chris Paul? I mean, I'm like, go, Suns, go. No, we live in the swamps, they're in the desert. But I'm like, I'm all for the Suns right now because of those two guys.
How sweet is it they beat the Lakers? They put the Lakers out of it.
Hell
like,
yes.
Bill Monty, score one for us.
Yes. Amen.
Jennifer Hale, Fox Sports. Always appreciate the time when you join us. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, Jen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.